Psalm number 32 is our psalm for this morning, and we sing verses 1 to 4. Psalm number 32. O blessed is the man to whom is freely pardoned all the transgression he has done, whose sin is covered. Psalm 32 and verses 1 to 4. Let us read some verses in Ephesians in chapter 3 and the opening verses in Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words, whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. This mystery, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. And we'll leave the reading there. Let us join together now in prayer together. Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. We are taught by our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are led by the Spirit to extol and to honour in every way the great holy name of God. We are reminded in the scriptures that the spirit of adoption is the spirit within which cries, Abba, Father. And we acknowledge again this morning, O God, that God is the Father of all who believe in Christ Jesus, the Father not simply in terms of creativeness, that we are God's children in the sense of being God's creatures, but in terms of recreation, born again, a new birth, and in terms of adoption, whereby we are taken out of the land of alienation and the relationship to God of alienation, and whereby we are brought into God's family with all the privileges and all the promises and indeed all the possessions of legal sons, heirs, and joint heirs with Christ. This morning, as we think further about the gospel and our experience of the gospel and our understanding of our experience of the gospel, help us, O God, to respond as the way that God's children should respond, singing and praying praises to God, who is our Heavenly Father, in the way that Jesus Christ did, giving thanks to God always, praying to God always, crying to God, speaking to God, always listening to God his Father, always desiring to do the Father's will, knowing that this is required of him, not simply as a man, as it is required of all men, but this is required of him supremely as God's dear Son, who has been given a mission to accomplish in the world, and how he was constrained until that mission was accomplished. He recognized that his baptism in the Jordan was the introduction to the baptism of his sufferings and sin bearer, the baptism of being our surety and our only Savior. He recognized, O God, that in being numbered amongst the transgressors, he was going to experience what transgressors deserve to experience, and take unto himself the sin of a lost world, the sin of all who will believe in him. And this morning, as we gather then around the word, we do so not to be entertained, but to be taught. We come to worship and to bow down and to pay our allegiance to God, to give to the Lord the glory due unto his holy name. And all these sacrifices revealed in the scriptures, in the Old Testament, so many of them, over so long a time, all pointing in the one direction, that is, that God is to be given the best. And every sacrifice, however great or small, is and was an act of devotion and consecrated lives. And so this morning we come again to worship and to fellowship around the Holy Scriptures now open before us. Help us, O God Most High, we pray, to be in the Lord's Day and to be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, to be thankful for the Lord's Day, to use it wisely and properly, and to remember that it is the Lord's day, not our day, and that it is made by the Lord for man, not man for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath made for man, for man's blessing, for man's instruction, for man's happiness, for man's hope in life and in death. The Sabbath, a foretaste and a portent of that eternal Sabbath rest that belongs to the people of God. And so we wish, O God, this morning to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. And we give thanks, O God, for so great a day, this day that reminds us that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead, that he is alive, never to die again, that he is coming again to introduce the eternal Sabbath rest, when all is at peace and all is as it ought to be for God's people and in God's great providing. And so we give thanks, O God, again for this another opportunity, a time which is a means of grace, the open scriptures, the word of God, the supreme and the most important means of grace given to us. May we use the scripture wisely. May we learn of it diligently. May we listen properly. May we not be listening this morning simply to criticize or to find fault or out of curiosity, but may we come to the word of God as the psalmist did of old. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, and he will speak peace to his people. So we pray for ourselves, we pray for our loved ones always, we pray for our families and friends. We pray for the church, O God. We pray for the persecuted church. We pray for pastors at this time who are imprisoned for the preaching of the gospel, for the defiance of unlawful use of laws in high places, seeking to silence the gospel. And we pray that these men and those who would attend their ministries would know the blessedness of obeying the Lord rather than men. And so we pray for these dear people. We recognize that this kind of opposition and persecution is coming closer and closer. It has always been in the world, we know. It has always, for far too long, it has been far too distant from us. And now we see and hear of it coming closer and closer and closer. And we pray that we would be prepared and that we would be pre-warned and that we would, in the time of crisis, stand and having done all to stand. So we pray for the equipment of God's people, the armor of God, to be taken up by us. It is available to us. The word of God, prayer, the life of righteousness, the gospel of peace, and all the other items of God's equipment for the equipping of the saints, for standing fast in evil days and having done all to stand. So may we put on the whole armor of God, O God, we pray, and help us to be thankful that there is such a provision and that there is such a hope that when we do stand, we shall not fall. And so there shall be richly prepared for us an opening, a welcome into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, for the church in these days. We pray for preachers as Paul prayed, that believers would pray for him, that as a preacher of the gospel he would open his mouth boldly and speak as he ought to speak, and not be afraid, not be intimidated, not be, as it were, put off to tenderize the message to suit people's predilections. And when we see scowling faces, that we would preach on. And when we see smiling faces, we would be greatly encouraged and preach on, knowing that this word of God always accomplishes that for which God has sent it. And may this be the hope of the church in these our days, O God. So we gather around the word again, and we pray, Lord, as young Samuel of old prayed, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Be merciful to us, the sinners, O God, and look upon us graciously now, as once again we wait in the holy courts of thy house. This is our prayer. Through Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to read further in the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 9. And we're going to read this well-known story of the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. In Acts chapter 9, the opening verses. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas, for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he is praying. And hath seen a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me, that thou might receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And so on. Now, the intimations are briefly this afternoon's service at 4:30 is a recorded message. We don't have the venue for our public gathering together, so we're once again limited to recordings again this afternoon. Our Wednesday meeting, God willing, again at 7 p.m. in the usual venue, 280 Pitt Street. And next Lord's Day, the morning service will be a recorded service again at 10:30. And those who are interested in listening in can do so. And the online, they are by telephone. And the afternoon service, again, God willing, next Sunday afternoon, 4:30 p.m. in the Mechanics School of Arts, 280 Pitt Street, 4:30, the Henry Carmichael Theatre. All these services, of course, are available by the telephone at the stated times. And we remind you of the offering if you wish to contribute to our work of the gospel in this place. We always do welcome visitors, of course, and if we have visitors with us or online, we welcome you now. These are the notices that I will mention to you, and we shall now sing once again. In Psalm number 32 and verses 5 and 6, and we sing these two verses. I thereupon have unto thee my sin acknowledged, and likewise my iniquity I have not covered. I will confess unto the Lord, my trespasses said I, and of my sin thou freely didst forgive the iniquity. And that verse 5 has a bearing upon what we're going to think about in the sermon this morning. Psalm 32, verses 5 and 6.